Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Thursday, April 25th. The president and CEO of South Bruce Gray Health Center assures there are no plans to close the Durham Hospital. The hospital organization announced all 10 of the inpatient beds at Durham would be relocated to the Kincardine and Walkerton hospitals by June 3rd. Emergency care will stay in Durham from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. President and CEO of South Bruce Gray Health Center, Nancy Shaw.
South Bruce Gray Health Center remains committed to providing access to care in all four of our communities. There are no plans to close the hospital.
Bruce Gray Owen Sound Progressive Conservative MPP Rick Byers acknowledges he was briefed on the changes at Durham.
I look over Bright Shore's six hospital system, including many up in rural and much smaller. They've had no closures. Hanover has been open. So I'm encouraging her and the organization to work with the other hospital corporations to see if there's ways to, work together.
The decision to relocate the beds from the Durham Hospital is the latest service delivery change made by South Bruce Gray Health Center as it contends with a long-term shortage of registered nurses on staff. Gray County has agreed to award the tender for the redevelopment of the Rockwood Terrace Long-Term Care Home in Durham. It's the largest capital construction project in Gray County's history. The full cost of the entire project, including furniture and equipment, is estimated to be about $91 million. CAO Kim Wingrove.
The lowest bid was received from Mobile Blaney for $59.2 million, and that's excluding HST.
The project will be co-funded by the provincial government and requires approval from the Ministry of Long-Term Care before the $59 million tender can be formally awarded. Gray Bruce OPP are investigating a break-in to a local business on Gray Road 17 in Georgian Bluffs. Police say a storage unit and work coverall structure had been broken into between Thursday evening and Monday afternoon. Some of the stolen items include a 2014 red Jeep Compass and a variety of Tape Tech and DeWalt tools. OPP are asking anyone with information to contact them. Harvey Weinstein's conviction for sex crimes has been overturned by a New York appeals court, and a new trial has been ordered. The disgraced Hollywood producer has been serving a 23-year jail term following his trial in 2020. But the appeals court ruled the lower court judge made improper rulings. It concluded testimony should not have been allowed regarding alleged prior acts involving people other than the complainants. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 11 points to 21,885. The Dow Jones is down 375 points. Our dollar is trading at 73.23 U.S. cents, up 25 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $83.80, up 99 cents a barrel. In sports, Canada beat Sweden 5-3 in its tournament opener at the Under-18 Men's World Hockey Championship in Finland. Owen Sound Attack goaltender Carter George is a member of Team Canada. In the NHL playoffs tonight, round one continues. The Battle of Florida resumes with Game 3 between the Lightning and Panthers. The Panthers lead the series 2-0. And the Carolina Hurricanes will also try for a 3-0 series lead over the New York Islanders. It's a couple of days off before Game 4 in the Toronto Maple Leafs-Boston Bruins series on Saturday. Bob Cole, the voice of Hockey Night in Canada for more than half a century, has died at the age of 90. He started calling games on TV back in 1973 and became the Saturday night soundtrack for millions of Canadians until he retired in 2019. He died last night in St. John's. Checking the forecast, a mainly clear sky tonight, a light breeze, the temperature dipping to -3, feeling like -7 with the wind chill through the overnight. Sunshine Friday, 50-kilometer wind gusts, a high around 15 degrees, the UV index 6 or high. Right now, it is 6 degrees in Tobermory, 8 in Walkerton, and it is 5 degrees in Owen Sound. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you're up to date.